请弟兄姊妹，我们先翻到几处的圣经。
Let's first turn to a few passages of scripture.
第一处在罗马书第十二章。
The first is in Romans chapter 12.
第一节到第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2.
罗马书第十二章第一第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
第二处在哥林多后书第二的第二第四章。
The second passage of scripture is in Second Corinthians chapter 4.
第十七到十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 17 to 18.
我们这至暂至轻的苦处，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
第三处是在马太福音第六章。
The third passage of scripture is in Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章第二十二到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verses 22 to
23. 眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light.
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
If thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that be in thee is darkness, how great is that darkness?
感谢主今天给我一次机会和弟兄姊妹有一点的分享。
I thank the Lord that I'm able to have this little time of fellowship here with brothers and sisters.
那这段的我觉得分享呢是我最近在主里面的一些的学习。
What I'm going to be fellowshipping on today is some of my own learnings from the Lord recently.
就是讲到第一点呢最近呢主实在是向我显明我自己对他的心呢不够完全。
The first point I'd like to share is how I realized recently that my heart was not completely toward the Lord.
所以刚才我们读的罗马书第十二章呢，是对我们的一个激励。
Romans 12, what we read before that passage, was really an encouragement for us.
就是讲到我们来到神面前，我们要把我们自己全人完全交给他。
It was a warning to us that we should give ourselves completely to God.As a living sacrifice.
那一个关键呢，就包括我们的心要完全归给他。
And an important aspect of that giving ourselves to God is our hearts have to be given.
我们礼拜五的时候呢，在弟兄姊妹查经的时候，读到路加福音十二章。
And our Friday night Bible study, we are reading Luke chapter 12.
神也借着那一章呢，对我讲话。
God also has spoken to me through that chapter.
就是让我们在细小的事情上呢。不要做一个假冒为善的人。
It's that on little details, I would not be a hypocritical person.
我们应该真实的敞开的来到神的面前。
That I should come before, we should come before the Lord in sincerity.
把我们自己交给他的时候呢，求神能让我们的心能够完全的向着他。
That when we give ourselves to God, our hearts may be fully toward Him.
那第二方面呢，就是讲到。刚才我们读罗马书的 那一部分讲到我们要有心意更新而变化。
The second aspect I'll be sharing today is that we are, our minds, our hearts will be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
这也是主呢最近对我呢讲到的是对我自己呢是一个鞭策。
And this is actually what the Lord has been guiding me to do recently.
因为我们常常像我自己常常有些我们对一切的看法呢，我没有从一个属地的眼光转化成一个属天的眼光。
Because many times we realize we often look at things from an earthly perspective instead from God's perspective.
所以今天我们的分享呢，实在是主会希望主借着我能够向弟兄姊妹有些的勉励。
So I really pray that the Lord can really have mercy on us and speak to us today.
那也是对我自己呢，也是一勉励。
And he would also have mercy on me as well.
我们一同在主里面有一同的勉励，一同的向前。
I pray that we can walk before the Lord in mercy.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们何等的感谢你，主啊，再把圣徒们一同交通的时间赐给我们。
Lord, we truly thank you that you gave this time for us saints to be here.
你愿意乐意把你自己启示给我们。
You are so willing to reveal yourself to us.
你也乐意把你自己的旨意，主要把你自己的道路，借着你的话向我们开启。
And you are so willing to show your will and your way to us through your word.
主要今天我们也求你在我们当中借着圣灵做工。
Please work through us, through the Holy Spirit in us.
主要愿主让我们每一位在你的里面借着你的话能够有美好的长进。
So that we through your word may have growth.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚才我们弟兄点的是诗歌呢，非常好。
I really enjoyed the hymn that our brother just selected before.
因为我们没有商量，但是他的诗歌呢和我要分享的非常的贴近。
Now I didn't collaborate with him about what hymn he would select, but his hymn was very pertinent to what I was sharing today.
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌呢，他讲到哈。主耶稣是千万人中的第一人。
In the hymn we sang before, it said that the Lord Jesus is above 10,000 of others.
他这 里面特别的讲到哈，求你开我的眼。
It said, please open my eyes.
并夺我的心。
And take my heart.
所以我今天讲的呢，一方面是讲到我们的心。
So today on one aspect, I will be talking about the heart.
我大部分时间会讲到我们的眼睛。
But for the most part, I'll be talking about our eyes.
也就是我们对于周围的一切的看法。
Which is the way we look at things in our lives.
我想到上一周的时候，台湾来的黄弟兄呢，在我们当中呢，也对我们有提醒。
Now I remember last week when Brother Huang was here among us from Taiwan, he gave us a lot of reminders.
那他问我们大家，我们心里面最在意的是什么？
He asked us, "What do you treasure the most in your heart?"
我们最在意的东西，若不是神的话，
If we treasure what is not the Lord,
那就是偶像。
Then what we treasure is an idol.
那如果我们是在意这个偶像的话呢，那这个偶像就成为我们的神。
We constantly mind this idol, then this idol becomes our God.
所以我一方面是讲到我们的心有没有完全归给他。
So on one aspect, I'm going to be talking about whether our hearts are fully given to God.
另一方面，我们真实的价值观在我们里面有没有改变。
And on the other hand, I'll be talking about whether our value systems inside our hearts are truly changed.
那是不是我们在外面聚会各方面，似乎都很正常？
Is it that, well, on the outside, we worship in the right way?
但是我们里面和世人没有什么区别。
But inside, we are no different than the world.
我想呢，神确实借着我们的弟兄呢，给我们一个很大的提醒。
I truly felt our brother Huang gave us a good reminder.
两星期之前呢，我们弟兄呢，朱弟兄也给我们分享到。
Two weeks ago, our brother Chu also fellowshiped.
那他借着这个诗篇第一百。119篇分享到我们的心应该保守在主的里面。
He also fellowshiped on a similar topic in Psalm 119 where he talks about guarding our hearts.
因为我们的一生的果效都是由心发出。
As it says in Proverbs 4:23, all our hearts keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
我们弟兄姊妹呢在一起呢有一个旧约的读经组。
Actually, I have been having an Old Testament Bible study with other brothers and sisters.
这个旧约读经组呢，我们弟兄姊妹大概一起追求有几年的时间了。
We've been actually having this Bible study for quite a while.
现在我们从这个创世纪呢，已经读到了这个列王记下。
Oh, we read all the way from Genesis all the way to 2 Kings.
有弟兄讲到呢，我们是在一起走，做同伴啊，做属灵的同伴，一起来走这条属天的道。
It seems as if I had a lot of spiritual brothers and sisters with me as we walked this path.
我们弟兄姊妹呢，大约这样，若是十二章的话呢，在旧约差不多将近三分之一的已经读完了。
So if you count the number of books we've gone through, we've already gone through around one third of the Old Testament.
在最近我们弟兄姊妹分享中呢，就特别分享到列王记下。
So recently we're sharing on 2 Kings.
我们在列王记下呢有一个非常特别的事情啊。
And there was a very special occasion thing that happened in 2 Kings.
就是在这个以色列历史当中啊，到了最黑暗的时候。
It was during the darkest period of Israel's history.
那就是到了北国，以色列国已经被亚述帝国掳去。
It was around the time when the northern kingdom called Israel was already taken into captivity by Assyria.
南国呢，犹大国呢，也即将被灭绝。
And Judah seemed Judah was about to be taken by Babylon.
在这最黑暗的时候呢，神在列王记下呢就特别记载了两个王。
But during this time period, God especially recorded down two kings of Judah.
那一个王呢就是西西家王。
And one king was Hezekiah.
一个王呢是约西亚王。
And the other king was King Josiah.
这两个王呢是以色列的历史中的两个最好的王之其中的两个。
And these two kings were one of the two greatest kings before the Lord in the Old Testament.
在列王记下的十八章呢，这里评价西西家是这样评价的。
In 2 Kings chapter 18, this is how God evaluates the king, Hezekiah.
列王记下十八章第三节。
2 Kings chapter 18, verse 3.
他说：“西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫一切所行的。”
It says, "And he, Hezekiah, did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did."
第五节。
Verse 5.
西西家依靠耶和华以色列的神，在他前后的犹大列王中，没有一个及他的。It
says he trusted in Jehovah, the God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among any that were before him.
第六节说，因为他专靠耶和华，总不离开，谨守耶和华所吩咐摩西的诫命。
It says in verse 6, because, "And he clave to Jehovah and did not turn aside from following him, but kept his commandments, which Jehovah commanded Moses."
第七节，耶和华与他同在，他无论往何处去，尽都恒通，他背叛，不肯侍奉亚述王。
And Jehovah was with him. He prospered whithersoever he went forth, and he rebelled against the king of Syria and served him not.
我们看这个王他成功的原因是什么？
So here we can see how this king was able to succeed.
在神面前他蒙纪念的原因在哪里？
Why he was able to be remembered by God.
我们看到他是一个仰望耶和华的人。
It was because he was a person who trusted in Jehovah.
他在犹大列国前后都没有像他那样仰望以色列的神。
Among the kings of Judah, there was no king before and after him that was like him.
所以在黑暗的时期呢，我们看到一个美好的见证。
So in this time of darkness, we see a very great witness.
因为他的心呢是完全的仰望主。
Because his heart was truly relying on the Lord.
他的心呢是没有保留的完全的依靠耶和华。
He didn't withhold anything. He gave his whole heart to the Lord.
那他也讲到他要行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And also says that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
你知道我们要行一件事情，我们首先要知道怎么去做。
You know, whenever we have to do a task, we have to first know the right way to do it.
So 我们要首先要看到耶和华眼中什么是他看为正的事。
So in the same way, we must first see what God views as right.
什么是大卫所行的一切讨神喜悦的事情。
For Hezekiah, he had to see what God viewed, what God saw as good in David.
所以他的 从他心里的仰望,
so that from his heart,
depending on the Lord,
from his dependence on the Lord,
from the heart, 到他眼睛能看到神所看为正的事,
to his eyes being able to see what was right in the eyes of the Lord, to his actions before the Lord.
这就是他在黑暗的时候能够成为明亮的见证的原因。
These were the reasons why Hezekiah was able to be a witness for God in these dark times.
所以难怪在以赛亚书十七章以后，十八章以后，第十九章就讲到了那个榆树的园子。
And that's why in Isaiah chapter 19, it talks about the
remnant. It talks
about the remnant of the house of Judah.
就是在旧约当中呢，神的拯救呢。 到最后的时候呢，要借着榆树来成就。
And that's why it talks about how even after the captivity, God will save some of the children of Judah.
它是印证到新约圣经中得胜者的原则。
It was foreshadowing the status of the overcomers in the New Testament.
所以在列王记下第十九章第三十到三十一节这样讲。
So that's why in the book of 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 30 and 31,
他说：“犹大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果。”It
says, "And the remnant that has escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward."
啊，必有余剩的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。耶和华的热心必成就这事。It
says, "For out of Jerusalem shall go forth the remnant, and they that escape out of the Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this."
所以我们看到这个得胜者的原则是和我们的心，我们对于一切的看法啊，和我们行在神面前是息息相关的。So
we can see here the overcomers, they have to they not only have to have a heart toward God, they also have to have their eyes toward God and their actions toward God.
我们看到这一点的时候，我就想到在路加福音十二章，我们礼拜五的交通啊。
When I saw this, I was reminded of what we studied in Luke 12 this past Friday night.
那里讲到呢，你们这小群啊，不要惧怕啊，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
He says, where he says, "You little children, do not be afraid, for the Lord, for the Lord has given the kingdom to you."
所以我觉得和弟兄姊妹一起。 在一起读经啊，分享非常的蒙福。So
I feel very blessed to be able to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
因为有时候呢，神会把整个的信息啊，借着不同的渠道呢，向我们讲话。Because
I realize that God can use different speakers to give the same message to us.
所以我们这个得胜者呢，这个原则呢，是神最近一再而再、再而三的向我们来显明。So
I felt the principle of overcomers has been reiterated again and again recently to us.
约西亚王的例子呢，我们也可以看一下。Let's
also look at the example of King Josiah.
在列王记下的第二十二章第二节。In
2 Kings chapter 22 verse 2.
这里是有神对约西亚王的评价。This
is what the Lord, how the Lord evaluates Josiah.
他说约西亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事，行他祖大卫一切所行的。
It says, "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the ways of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left."
第二十三章的第二十五节,
in chapter 23, verse 25,
我们看到他这个有一个秘诀在约西亚王的身上。
Here it reveals the secret in Josiah's life.
在约西亚以前没有王向他尽心尽性。 尽力地归向耶和华，遵行摩西的一切律法，在他以后也没有兴起一个王向他。And
like unto him there was no king before him that turned to the Lord with all of his heart and with all of his soul and all of his might, according to the law of Moses. Neither after him arose any there like unto him.
所以我觉得对弟兄姊妹提醒，就是我们要求神赐给我们一个心呢，像他是完全的。
So I really hope that we can pray to God to give us a complete heart before Him.
像他呢是没有条件的。
A heart that asks nothing of the Lord.
我们也求呢，神开我们的眼睛，让我们能看到呢，啊，哪些是讨神喜悦的，是他看为正的事情。
We also pray that we can ask the Lord to open our eyes so that we can see those things that are pleasing to God, that are right in the Lord's eyes.
我们看到他的旨意的时候呢，我们就行在其中，不偏左右。
So that when we see His will, we can walk in His will and not go to the right or to the left.
我们知道在圣经中有一个例子，就是一个反面的例子。
We could see an example of someone in the Bible who didn't do this.
我们想到这个罗德的妻子的例子。And
a clear example is that of Lot's wife.
那也是一个审判的时代。
During Lot's wife's day, that was also a day of judgment.
像我们现在所处的也是主再来以前呢，最后的时候。
In the same, it's just like now, we're about to face the judgment of the Lord at the second coming.
那时候当天使来救这个罗德一家人的时候呢， 他们离开了索多玛。
So during that time, an angel came to rescue Lot and his family to leave Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是呢，罗德的妻子呢，心还是在这个索多玛、俄摩拉的这个城里面。
But Lot's wife's heart was still in Sodom.
或许是她的财物。
Or maybe her possessions.
或许她的地位。
Or her position.
或许是她的这个属地的一切的这个丰富。
Or any riches that that were hers on earth there.
所以她的心。 还在索德玛的时候，他就情不自禁地回头看。
So because her heart was still in Sodom and Gomorrah, she could not help but look back.
所以我们知道的结果呢，就她就变成了盐柱子。And
so we know the result was that she became a pillar of salt.
所以我们这是神对我们的一个提醒，在现在的时候，主要再来的话，主要是今天要来到我们当中。
This is a reminder that if the Lord Jesus were to come among us this very moment,
我们有没有不放心的地方啊？
Are there areas in our life which we are not certain about?
我们有没有想到我们还有什么地方需要去做一下，然后再来跟随主？
Do we have areas in life which we think, oh, we have to settle this or that before we can follow the Lord?
我们下面呢想给弟兄姊妹就分享到我们怎么用这个我们的属天的眼光来过我们地上的生活。
So now I'm going to share with brothers and sisters, how can we live on earth with heavenly eyesight?
这属天的眼光就是讲到我们里面的价值观。
To have heavenly eyesight is referring to our value systems inside of us.
就是在罗马书中所讲的，我们的心意有没有更新而变化。
It's what I was talking about in Romans 12, which is talking about the renewing of our minds.
我们怎么来看待很多的我们周遭的事和人？
How do we view activities and people around us?
比方说我们所处的这个时代。
For example, the era we live in.
我们这个现在这个时代是何等的邪恶。
The generation we live in, how wicked it is.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有什么感觉，我觉得这个今年是个特别的一个一年。
I don't know how you feel about this, brothers and sisters, but I felt this year was especially so.
我觉得这个世界的这个情形啊，无论是经济方面。 无论是这个天灾人祸方面，
I thought this world this year, whether it's the economy or it's natural disasters, there have been so many of those.
这些无论是在外面的一些事情发生，
whether it's these things that are happening on the outside,
更重要呢是我们里面的感受，
or our reaction to these things.
我觉得主实在是来的日子近了。
I felt from these that the Lord truly is coming.
我们就看到我们自己的身上呢，神给我们的功课呢，就更加的严肃。And
I felt as if the Lord is giving us more serious lessons.
这些功课呢，当我们觉得这些功课加重的时候呢，这实际上是主要来的一个表征。I
feel that when the Lord gives us stricter and more serious lessons, that means the Lord is coming.
有时候我们考试，做学生考试的时候，这一到快到关键考的时候，我们就觉得这个学习的压力很大。For
students, I know, when it's time to have your final exams, you know that you have a lot of pressure.
那个时候呢，就是这个考试要来了。
You know that when you have a lot of pressure, then it's around time for final exams.
所以我观察呢，弟兄姊妹，我们周遭弟兄姊妹，神实在是爱我们。
So I can observe that the Lord truly loves our brothers and sisters.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹身上，我们发现呢，尤其是这一年哈，都有神给我们的功课。So
I felt especially this year, the Lord has given us a lot of lessons to be learned.
这些功课呢，就是让我们能够赶快长进啊，来迎接主再来。
And these lessons are very hard for us so that we can truly grow and be ready when the Lord comes back.
最近呢, 孙国铎弟兄到我们当中呢, 也提醒到这一点。
Recently, Brother Duo came among us to share.
他讲到尼希米书的时候呢, 他就讲到这个尼希米的这段历史啊, 是主第一次来的之前的一段最后的, 圣经, 最后的历史。
Now he was sharing on Nehemiah in the Old Testament, and he shared about how that historical era was just the era before the Lord came the first time to this earth.
那他也提醒我们现在所处的这个时代是主再来第二次来的我们最后的一段历史。
So it gave a parallel analogy showing us that we are now living in the historical era just before the Lord is coming back the second time.
我们弟兄呢用这个圣经中的葡萄园的例子来勉励我们。
And our brother also used the parable of the vineyard in the Bible to give us an admonishment.
就是说到我们这些做工的，我们不一定什么时，我们到最后赶上这一波进到葡萄园里去工作的时候。
He said he reminded us of the workers who worked only 1 hour in the vineyard.
我们要是最后赶上，能够在这件事情上忠心，同样蒙神的纪念。
He told us that with the example of the vineyard, how if we, even though we're so close to the Lord's coming, if we work hard, the Lord will still reward us.
所以我们从现在开始，今天开始，我们要是对主的事情忠心，我们仍然是有福的啊，我们仍然可以得到主的祝福。
That if we sincerely work for the Lord, that God will still richly bless us, even though we have even though the Lord's coming is so near.
假设主的日子我们都不知道什么时候来，假设是一个特定的日子。
Let's suppose, for theory's sake, that the Lord's Day was a certain day in the future.
我们知道一个非常确切的事情，就是每一天过了以后，我们主来的日子就少一天。
So that we know that, okay, after today passes, there's one fewer day before the Lord comes again.
那我们实际上呢，我们主来的日子呢，是越来越的，在有限的这个时间中呢，越来越短。
We know that realistically, our Lord's coming is drawing near. We just don't know the exact date.
但另一方面啊，弟兄姊妹，不知道你有没有这样想，我们有多少时间能预备主的再来？
But if you think about it, brothers and sisters, exactly how much time do we have to prepare for the Lord's coming?
假设像你像我一样40来岁的话，
Let's suppose you're around my age, around 40 something.
假设神祝福我，我能活到80岁。
Let's suppose the Lord blesses me that I'm able to live up to 80.
假设主那时候还没有来啊。
Let's suppose the Lord didn't come back at that time.
我自己有多少时间？
So how much time do I have left?
我差不多就是40年的时间。
So I have around 40 years left.
若是主没有来，我们已经去见主了，我们就没有机会了啊。
So if the Lord didn't come back and we pass away, then we have no other chance to be able to live before the Lord.
所以我们的主借着礼拜五查经呢，也提醒我们啊。
The Lord through our Friday night Bible study really reminded me.
那他在路加福音12章就他呼召我们这些人呢，要做这个忠心有见识的仆人。
In Luke 12, he reminds us that we have to be a faithful servant.
我们能够为了迎接主的再来，我们可以警醒，我们可以在主面前的预备。
So that when we, when the Lord comes, we can be ready and be alert for Him.
我觉得这主既然一而再再而三的借着孙弟兄借着伯弟兄借着最近的信息一直在提醒我们，我觉得我们应该到神的面前，我们好好的来思考。
I felt that because the Lord has been constantly reminding us through the past few speakers, there are several speakers. I felt God really wants us to pay attention to this detail.
我们只有 我们在地上的有多少日子，我们只有这么多时间来预备主，来这个为主努力的做工。
We only have a few decades really to just work before the Lord.
假设主 恩待我们这一代， 让我们能够被活着被提的那一代的话，我们时间还要短啊。
Now if the Lord gives us mercy and calls us to be raptured in this generation, then we have even lesser time.
所以我们对这个世代的看法就是我们要在这个世代中接受主对我们的呼召。
So how should we view this generation? We should view this generation with the purpose of taking the Lord's will into our lives.
我们接受他的呼召，能够在这个世代做那个得胜者，为了他和为他的教会的缘故。
We should accept his calling to live as overcomers in this world.
我们看到这个我们周遭的人，我们应该怎样用属天的眼光来看？
So how should we view this life? We should view it with the light, with heavenly eyesight.
我们当中有结了婚的弟兄姊妹啊，这是一个主给我们的一个好的机会。
So for those among us who are married, this is a very good opportunity for you.
这不是说我们没有结婚的就没有学习哈。
It's not to say that those who are not married will not learn to have heavenly eyesight.
主给我们有在这个事情上暂时给我们有不同的功课。
The Lord gives each one of us different lessons to learn through the Bible.
在这个对待夫妻的事情上啊，我想到这个彼得前书第三章第七节。
For couples, I found the Lord was speaking to us through First Peter chapter 3.
第三章第七节是这样讲。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7, it says,
他说，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
It says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife,as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
所以我们弟兄，我们夫妻啊，都是弟兄和姊妹，都信了主耶稣。
So for us, for the couples here who both have believed in the Lord,
主给我们的呼召就是我们要一同承受生命之恩。
God calling for us is to be heirs together of the grace of life.
要彼此敬重。
It's to honor one another.
我们要什么叫一同承受生命之恩？
What does it mean to be heirs together of the grace of life?
这个生命之恩呢，是讲的我们这个永远的生命啊。
This grace of life is talking about our eternal life.
就是我们夫妻要一同心祷告。
It's that the husband and wife we should pray in unity.
一同的寻求神。
And seek the Lord in unity.
一同把这一家呢带到神的面前。
And to bring our whole family before the Lord.
那我们一同的来服侍。
And to serve the Lord together.
彼此的提醒。
And to admonish one another.
彼此的帮助。
And to aid one another.
所以在我自己的例子上呢，我每次有这个讲台的服侍的时候。
So for me, whenever I have this service of preaching here.
我姊妹啊，我太太就特别的为我祷告。
So my wife would pray for me especially.
她每次祷告都很恳切啊。
Her prayers always have been very sincere.
而且她每次都要提到这样的一句话啊，对我有很大的提醒啊。
And she would always bring up this phrase, which would give me a lot of encouragement.
她说这个主可以借着驴子讲话，就是在巴兰的先知的驴子讲话。
She said the Lord can use even a mule to speak.
她说更何况是你的儿女。
And how much more his own children.
所以呢，我一听以后我就重担就卸下来了。
So after I heard this, I thought, okay, I don't have to have.
因为我们在神面前不过是他的器皿。
Because I realized we are only vessels of God.
神可以使用这些动物哈，神也可以，我们要谦卑在他面前，神可以使用我们。
God can use animals, and so we should humble ourselves before Him to let Him use us.
所以我觉得我特别的觉得在这个夫妻的事情上，这一点就是不可彼此亏负。
Another aspect I like to emphasize about brothers about couples is that we should not owe each other.
这意思就是讲到呢，我每天呢都应该彼此相爱啊。
It's that couples, husbands and wives should love one another. They should not ignore one another.
我记得我以前做的很不好啊。
I remember in the past I was not so good.
这有一次呢，主就让给我看这个马可福音十二章啊，二十五节。
So one day the Lord reminded me Mark chapter 12.
他这里讲的是人从死里复活，也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。
Says, for when they rise from among the dead, they neither marry nor are given marriage, but are as angels who are in the heavens.
所以呢，我们将来在天上啊，我们复活以后呢，我们就不需要结婚啊。
So actually, in heaven, we won't need to marry.
但为什么神设立这个婚姻啊，让我们在地上成为这个我们的祝福呢
？Yeah, but why then did God establish marriage here on this earth if we're not going to marry in heaven?
这是讲到我们。能够借着婚姻啊，能够在主里面学习彼此相爱。
It's so that through marriage we can learn to love one another. And learn to submit to one another.
啊, 这是一个我们最好的功课, 因为每天我们有很多的时间和我们的配偶在一起。
This is a very good lesson we should learn on this earth because we spend numerous hours on this earth with our spouses.
假设我们是弟兄姊妹, 那更是一个我们, 不能够逃脱的一个彼此相爱的机会。
Now if you're brothers and sisters, this is another aspect which you cannot escape from.
假设你的, 这个配偶还没有信主, 啊, 你已经相信了。
Now, but suppose your spouse has not believed in the Lord, but you have.
那这就是主给我们的机会, 我们一个使命和托付, 要把它借着神在我们生命中的表现和见证, 把它带到神的面前。
Then this is a good opportunity for you to display what the Lord has been working on in your life to your spouse.
So that they will believe.
So that they will believe.
我们可以一同承受生命之恩,
and so that you both can be heirs of the grace of life.
因为我们这个地上这个时间，我们结婚以后几十年的时间，这个地上一晃而过，将来我们都是像天使一样面对神。
Because truly on this earth, we only have so much time to spend together as a spouse. In heaven, we will just be like angels of God.
所以每天我们面对妻子的时候，我们不能够彼此或者丈夫不能亏欠。 因为第二天我们不知道怎样,
so as husband and wives, when we meet one another daily, we should not be rude to one another. We should love one another.
假设我们弟兄姊妹都信主, 但是我们的配偶呢, 对主呢, 追求比较冷淡,
suppose both husband and wife are Christians, but one is more cold toward the Lord.
那这个一同承受生命之恩, 就是讲到主给我们一个托付,
To become heirs together of the grace of life means this burden.
让我们能够多付出, 能够使这个配偶也能够一同的被带到主的面前。
Of giving ourselves so that our spouses can come with us before the Lord.
我记得有个弟兄呢, 他, 很多年以前做了个见证啊, 我现在还记得很清楚啊。
I remember a brother a long time ago, he gave a testimony before the Lord.
他就讲到这个人在主里面生命的成长呢, 是从小事上是可以看出来的,
He talked about how people's growth in their lives can be determined through the little things that they do.
这个弟兄呢, 很多年以前呢, 他, 一个很小的事情哈, 这个家里都要, 洗浴,
Okay, so a long time ago, this brother, in his
house,
he needed to take a shower.
His wife needed to take a shower. 所以每次这个洗浴完了后，可能你就会发现那个，他就会发现他妻子很不注意啊，这个头发都塞在那个下水管道上。
This brother realized that his wife, after each time after she took a bath, that there will be a lot of hair clogging the drain.
因为这个姊妹的头发比较长一些。
So because the sister's hair is pretty long, so it would fall off and clog the drain.
对，他每次都说你这怎么没有湿的好啊？这头发应该是这样堵了怎么办啊？
And he always every time he sees it like, hey, you should get rid of that. It's going to clog the drain.
等一段时间呢，神在我们弟兄身上的生命有长进的时候。
But later on, when our brother's spiritual life grew before the Lord,
他就不说什么，他就见到他就把它收起来。
He didn't say anything anymore, and when he saw the hair there, he just cleaned it up and threw it away.
在一段时间，神再让我们弟兄在主里面有学习有长进。
And later on, when the brother was grew even more in the Lord,
所以他看到的头发的时候，他就想他的亏欠。
When he saw the hair, he actually felt remorse.
因为他觉得这些头发说明他的妻子啊是需要更多的关爱。
Because when he saw the hair later on, he suddenly thought, oh, my wife really needs more care from me.
因为他需要神的爱呢，让他能够更加年轻哈，在主的里面呢能够更加的快乐。
I need to care for her more before the Lord, so that she can be young before the Lord.
我们第二方面，这个对于人这方面，我们还有一个主给我们学习功课的机会，特别是我们有孩儿女的这些弟兄姊妹们。
Another aspect in which we can have heavenly eyesight toward people is toward our children.
就是我们怎么用属天的眼光来看我们的孩子。
So with what eyesight do we look at our children? Heavenly eyesight.
我们知道呢, 耶和华这个儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
We know that children are an inheritance of the Lord.
所以我觉得第一点就是我们这儿女不属于我们。
So the first aspect is that our children don't belong to us.
这个儿女是耶和华的产业。
Our children are the inheritance of the Lord.
我们是耶和华的管家。
We are the caretakers for the Lord.
所以我们的职责呢, 是要把他 带到神的面前,
our responsibility is to bring our children before the Lord.
使他呢, 到老都不偏离, 使得我们能够向主交账,
so that our children throughout their lives may be faithful to the Lord.
但是我们若是自己不来到神的面前,
yeah, but if we ourselves do not come before the Lord,
我们没有真实地活在神的面前,
if we do not truly live before the Lord,
我们就很难盼望我们能把我们自己的儿女带到神的面前。
It's very hard for us to hope to bring our children before the Lord.
因为教养孩子不是在于我们说多少。
Because in teaching children, it's not how much you tell the children.
是在于我们在神的面前的见证, 借着生命的见证能够把他带到主的面前。
It's how much your life is a testimony before your children to bring them to the Lord.
在这个, 创世纪的第5章22节, 这里讲到这个以诺的例子。
In Genesis chapter 5, verses 22, it talks about the example of Enoch.
他在第5章22节说, 以诺生马土萨拉之后, 与神同行300年, 并且生儿养女。
It says, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters.
所以这里以诺他与神同行的结果, 最后他说, 生儿养女。
It says, Enoch walked with God 300 years, and he still raised sons and daughters.
所以以诺他在神面前的这个功课, 在神面前能够 体现他与神同行的一个方面就是他生儿养女。
So we can see here one of the ways Enoch walked before the Lord was raising his sons and daughters.
所以难怪在以诺以后几代以后三代以后就生出了这个诺亚这样的一个义人。
No wonder three generations later one of the descendants of Enoch was Noah.
所以呢以诺是神在旧约中的 第一个是被提的这样的一个神的儿女。
And because Enoch walked with God, he was one of the first people in the Bible to be taken, to be raptured by God.
所以以诺是一个得胜者的一个影子。
So Enoch is a foreshadowment of the overcomer.
我们最近的列王记读的时候,列王记下呢,是在这以利亚,也是一个得胜者的见证。
So in 2 Kings, we also talked about another kind of another person who was raptured, and that was Elijah.
因为这是讲到我们可以活着被提,能够与主直接的能够相交。
Because this is special because these people were taken directly to God. They did not die.
所以我觉得对我自己的一个神给我的提醒就是我们要让我们的孩子们知道。
This scripture really gave me a reminder. It's for me to let my children know.
无论他做什么都是为了神的荣耀。
Whatever he or she does, it should be for the glory of God.
我们每件事情让他努力去做的，我们要让他清楚的知道，这件事情呢，是和神有关联的。
For our children, when we want them to do something, we must remind them that whatever they do, it must be for the glory of God.
我们常常我自己常常醒察的时候，我们不能够，我们要防止我们让孩子去做很多事情的时候呢，背后是我们里面的骄傲和这个世界的这些虚荣。
We must prevent ourselves from telling our children to do things with a motivation for pride or for selfish desires.
我们对待父母，我们怎么看？
All right, now I'm going to talk about how do we view our parents through heavenly eyesight.
今天是什么节日呢？
What day is today?
今天我姊妹和孩子一起来就说 Happy Father's Day.
as you know, today's Father's Day, my wife and children, they said that to me this morning.
我感谢主哈，我们在座的，做这个父亲的，做母亲的，都是神给我们的祝福。
I thank the Lord that the brothers and sisters sitting here among us, they're really God's blessing to us.
他是一个
To honor your father and mother is one a commandment that comes with a blessing.
它是一个祝福的道。
There's a principle with this blessing.
那就是他，我们要孝敬父母，哈，就可以使我们得福，哈，在世长寿。
The principle that comes with this blessing is that if you honor your father and mother.
所以呢，这个孝敬父母啊，我们是我们应当做的。
To honor your father and mother is something that we all should do.
我自己个人的感觉呢，我们在经济上若是能够给我们的父母亲有些帮助，这是当然是好的，是理所当然的。I
personally feel that if we can help our parents financially, that is a very good thing to do.
这也是神看为好的。And
it's what God views as great.
但是我们也要知道，若是我们的父母亲还没有信主，
but if we know our parents are not yet believers.
这神也给我们一个极重的托付。Then
God also has given us the burden.
这个托付和使命就是我们能够借着主在我们身上的工作，能够把他们带到神的面前。This
burden is that we, through our life before the Lord, can bring our parents to the Lord.
因为这是有永恒价值的事情。Because
this is an action that has eternal value.
我记得我在我身上呢，我这个五年以前经历一件事情啊。I
remember 5 years ago in my own life something happened.
那我是五年以前有机会回去探亲啊。So
5 years ago, I had the opportunity to go back to visit my relatives.
那是我的母亲啊，我妈妈呢就是生病啊，就已经住到医院去。My
mother at that time was already sick and was in the hospital.
她是在这个病床之上啊，神就给我了一个机会。
So she was on the hospital cot, and the Lord gave me this opportunity.
那时候我的姨也在同一个病房里面。
And my aunt was also in the same room.
所以我那时候主就给我机会呢，我就给他们传福音。
So the Lord gave me the opportunity, and I shared the gospel to them during that time.
所以他们呢就都愿意这个口里承认，心里相信。
So they're all willing to confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus is Lord.
所以在这个病床旁边呢，我就为他们做这个和他一起做绝志祷告。So
in the by the hospital cot, I was able to pray with them, to believe on the Lord Jesus.
所以这不久呢，我的母亲呢，她这个因为生病呢，就很难与外界甚至亲人沟通。
Later on, my mother, because of her sickness, she was unable to communicate directly with anyone from the outside. On the one hand, it was something that made me very happy. It was something that was very glad. I was very glad for.
那神怜悯我们，让我们有机会呢，让他在这个清醒的时候，可以能够自己决定来相信这位主。
The Lord truly had mercy on me that He allowed her to, of her own will, when she was conscious, to believe on the Lord.
但是呢，我也有遗憾。
But I also had some form of regret.
因为她信主比较晚。
Because my mother believed on the Lord when she was very elderly.
所以我们里面的遗憾就是他对主有多少认识呢？
Questionings about how much did she really know of the Lord.
所以我觉得就是对我们一个提醒，就是我们有机会啊，就抓住机会，让我们的亲人也能够走上这条蒙福的道路。
So my admonishment to you is that if you have the chance, please tell your parents early on about the Lord Jesus.
因为就是从神的眼光看来是最宝贵的。Because
in the Lord's eyes, this is very precious.
我们再看对我们弟兄姊妹的这个神，那我们要如何去看待？
Let's look now at how we should view our brothers and sisters with our heavenly eyesight.
因为时间关系呢，我就提到一个最我觉得神对我最大帮助的一个经节。Because
of time's concern, I will tell brothers this is one verse that the Lord really touched me with.
在马太福音25章第37节到40节。
In Matthew chapter 25, verses 37 to 40.
这里讲呢，他说，义人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，给你吃；渴了，给你喝；什么时候见你做客旅，留你住；或是赤身肉体，给你穿；又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里，来看你呢？
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上。
Matthew 25 verse 37 to 40 says, Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungering and nursed thee, or thirsting and gave thee to drink? And when saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? And when saw we thee ill or in prison and came to thee? And the king answering shall say to them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it to the one of least of these my brethren, ye have done it to me.
主不仅在正面上这样讲，为了这个事情实在是重要，主在反面也这样讲，在第25章44节。
The Lord not only talks about this in the positive aspect, but he also talks about it in the negative aspect.
他们也要回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，或渴了，或做客旅，或赤身露体，或病了，或在监里，不伺候你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不坐在我身上。
In Matthew 25, verse 44 to 45, he says, Then shall they also answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry, or thirsting, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and have not ministered to thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say to you, inasmuch as ye have not done it to one of these least, neither have ye done it to me.
所以属天的眼光讲到我们的弟兄姊妹啊，服侍我们弟兄姊妹的机会就是主给我们服侍他自己的机会。
So to have heavenly eyesight is to realize that when we are serving fellow brothers and sisters, we are serving the Lord.
我们做在弟兄姊妹的一个细小的事情，哪怕是一杯凉水啊，主都纪念。
So for us to serve brothers and sisters, whether it's giving them a cup of water, the Lord remembers it. It's done to the Lord.
对一般的福音朋友，我们怎么看呢？
How should we view those brothers and sisters that are not saved yet?
在彼得后书中讲到主啊，主的应许尚未来到啊，尚未成就。有人以为他是单言啊，其实他不是单言啊，乃是怜悯我们啊，他不愿一人沉沦，愿人人悔改。
It says in 2 Peter about how we should deal with these. The Lord is not slack. But the Lord is willing that all should come to salvation.
所以呢，这个我们这些福音朋友也是和主的永远旨意有关系的。
So our friends that are not yet believers, they should be of concern to us as well.
也是神托付给我们，让我们把这个大好的消息，关于主的消息呢，能够与他们分享。
And the Lord has given us the burden to share the gospel to them as well.
我们时间关系，我们就看属地的，我们主怎么愿意让我们怎么看这些属地的事物呢？
Because of time's concern, I will move on to the second aspect, how the Lord wants us to view the things of this earth.
像我们的地上的工作，
such as our jobs,
我们的地位，
our position,
名利，
our name,
属地的权柄，
our powers on this earth.
这些事情呢，主在这个提摩太前书第二章呢，有这样的教导。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, the Lord gives us guidance on these things.
他说，我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正、平安无事的度日。
It says, I exhort therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
所以这些地上的工作和我们这些的事情呢，是让我们有个目的啊。
So our jobs here on earth, they are here for a purpose.
就是让我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日子。
It's so that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty.
这里面特别说敬虔，就是我们这里面平安或者是端正的无事的度日子是要行在神的里面啊。
Especially talks about a sincere life before the Lord in godliness, so that we can live in godliness and honesty.
所以我们这个时间啊，非常宝贵的时间，我们利用的是把精力放在追求主上啊。
So that we, because we use our time wisely, we could spend more time before the Lord.
在摩西在圣经上是一个很好的例子。
The example of Moses in the Bible is very pertinent.
在希伯来书呢, 他讲到摩西的时候, 啊, 给我们这样的一个榜样, 啊。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it gives us an example of Moses.
他说呢, 摩西呢, 因着信呢, 长大了, 就不肯成为法老的女儿,
it says,
女儿之子,
it's Hebrews 11, verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
这个法老的女儿之子, 在地上是有很多的地位、名利和权柄。
Now, the son of Pharaoh's daughter had a lot of power during that time.
但是呢, 摩西不看重这些。
But Moses didn't care for these things.
摩西看重什么呢?
What did Moses care for?
他说宁可和他神的百姓同受苦害, 啊, 也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
It says he was choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵, 因他想望想要得到的赏赐。
It says, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
所以摩西他有一个属天的眼光, 啊,
so Moses had a heavenly eyesight.
啊, 他所重的,
he valued eternal treasures.
难怪神在圣经中是一而再再而三地来纪念到摩西。
That is why God in the Bible constantly refers to Moses as a man full of grace.
我们对于财产怎么看?
Okay, how should we now view wealth?
在这个圣经中有一个例子, 大卫的例子。
David gives us a very good example of how we should view wealth.
在历代之上的, 29章。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 29,
大卫在人面前, 在神面前有这样的一个祷告。
David had this prayer before the Lord.
他说我算什么? 啊, 我的名算什么, 竟能如此乐意奉献, 因为万物都从你而来, 我们把从你得来的献给你, 我们在你面前是客旅, 是寄居的, 与我们列祖一样, 我们在世的日子如影儿, 不能长存。
Verse 14 to 15, But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding.
29章16节他说, 耶和华我们的神啊, 我们预备着许多材料, 要为你的圣名建造殿宇, 都是从你而来, 都是属你的。
Verse 16 says, O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee in house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand, and is all thine own.
所以神让我们看我们所在地上的这些财产, 啊,
so the Lord allows us to see that our wealth on this earth,
就是都是从神而来,
all that we own, it actually comes from the Lord.
都是属于神的,
it belongs to the Lord.
我们也是同样是神的管家,
and we are only God's caretakers for his wealth.
我们要对于这些神托付给我们的, 我们要做一个忠心, 有见识的管家。
And the wealth that our Lord gives us, we have to take good care of it.
礼拜五的时候查经的时候, 弟兄姊妹交通到, 同样的事情。
And on Friday night, our brothers and sisters also shared on this topic.
讲到这个我们要积攒财宝在天上。
It says that we should, we talked about how we should gather treasures in heaven.
因为你的财宝在哪里, 你的心就在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
所以怎么积攒财宝在天上?
So how do we gather treasures in heaven?
就是施比受更有福。
It's that it's better to suffer than to get wealth. It's better to give than to receive.
所以我觉得这一点上, 主对我们有不同的机会, 哈, 都有对我们的提醒。
I believe the Lord has given us a lot of opportunities to practice this.
那我们怎么看我们人生的经历和遭遇呢?
Now how do we view our life's experiences and our sufferings?
我们常常容易接受神对我们的祝福。
Many times we are very eager and willing to accept God's blessing.
我们很容易呢把敬拜、感谢、赞美归给主。
It's very easy for us to give all thanksgiving and praise to God.
但对我们身上、我们的苦难、我们的难处和我们的生老病死啊，我们有时候呢就有些的这个犹豫。
But sometimes when we suffer, when we have hardships, when people age and die, we don't tend to attribute these things to God.
在我们刚才头读的这个哥林多后书啊, 第四章中啊，这个经文是这样讲。
I'll read what we read before in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 to 18.
我们这至暂至轻的苦处，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
It says, "Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory."
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For we look at not the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
所以我们看，我们有没有看这些我们的经历啊？看到有没有看到神让我们看到的那个属天的眼光？
So when we suffer, do we look and see what God wants us to see through these experiences?
在我们弟兄姊妹当中呢，有身体上的难处啊。
There among us, brothers and sisters, among us with bodily sufferings.
有这个家庭中的难处。
There's family troubles.
有工作上的失业。
There's people been lost their jobs.
有还有些其他的艰难困苦。
There's many difficulties and sufferings we all undergo.
我们是不是就看这些难处，带这个属地的眼光看这些难处的本身呢？
Do we look at these sufferings from the viewpoint of people of this earth?
还是我们透过这些难处看到那个所不见的，那个永远的。
Or can we see through these difficulties that which is eternal?
我以前的时候呢，在一个聚会中呢，我有一次这个颈椎啊，得到就是受到很大的损伤。
One time in the past, I was injured in my spine.
所以我呢，就是去聚会的时候还是上班的时候，我就戴一个很大的头套。
So when I came to work and went to worship, I had to wear a brace around my neck.
为了保护嘛，所以我看那边呢，我要先把不能这么看，我要先把身子转过去，然后再看。
So because my spine around my neck was hurt, so when I had to turn to look at someone, I had to move my whole body to look instead of turning my neck.
所以我那有个很深的印象，我在那个聚会中呢，有个老弟兄呢就拍拍我的肩
So I remember very clearly during that in that gathering, an old brother came to me and tapped my shoulder.
他说呢，他说这个弟兄啊。
He said, brother,
他说你不能够白白受苦啊。
You can't just suffer like this.
所以意思就是说呢，这个受苦的本身呢，并不重要。
His point was that your suffering is not the main point.
神一定会医治啊。
God will heal you.
但是呢，这个事情背后呢，有神给你的功课。
His point was that God had a purpose for your suffering. He had a reason.
实际上我自己回去思想的就是我有一个完梗的景象。
I went home and thought about it. I thought maybe I had a stiff neck.
所以神呢就借着这个来管教我。
So God used this to admonish me.
所以不白白受苦，就是说在我们的这个困苦当中呢，我们来寻求主。
So to not suffer just for yourself means that you should learn the lesson God wants to teach you through the suffering.
我们来寻求主，在这件事情上要让我们怎样来经历它。
We have to learn what the Lord wants us to experience through our daily things that happen to us on this earth.
借着我们的心转向它，我们来明白神在这件事情上他的纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意在哪里。
Through our hearts turned to Him, I hope we can learn to find His good, holy, and perfect will.
我们以他的信实为粮。
So that we can dwell on His faithfulness.
我们就这样，我就明白我们这地上的这一切的苦难。
I hope that through that, then we can understand our sufferings here on this earth.
在主来之前啊，我们人生的这几十年的时间呢，里面的一切的患难。
So that all the sufferings that we undergo through our ten some years before the Lord comes back.
这都是至暂的啊。
These are all just
for a moment.
These are all for a minute.
For a moment.
For a moment, they're light afflictions.
这都是至轻的啊。
These are light. These are not heavy afflictions.
这比起什么呢？比起那个主来以后那个永远的时间中与主同样同享他的同在的那个时间呢？就是这样来比较的。
It's comparing to the infinite amount of time we spend with the Lord after He comes back. This is just a light affliction.
因为那个主的称许呢是那个荣耀的。
Because when the Lord comes back, there will be much glory.
是极重无比的。
It's beyond comparison.
是永远的。
It's eternal. So when Brother Swim came among us to share the book of Nehemiah, so he shared on all the names in Nehemiah chapter 3.
那第三章这些名字都是记在这里作为神永远的纪念。
And these names in chapter 3, they are written there as a memorial before the Lord.
因为这些是被掳归回那些代表得胜的神的 神的儿女在这个修建城与门的事情上有摆上的这些弟兄姊妹们。
It's because these brothers and sisters were brothers and sisters who came back from the Babylonian captivity, who were able to work, do the Lord's work.
但是呢，我们读到这个尼希米书第六章的时候啊，他们到底花了多久呢？
But when we read up to Nehemiah chapter 6, we realize how long did they work?
我们知道呢是52天。
They took 52 days.
因为很好记哈，一年有52周嘛。
It was very easy to remember how long they took to build the walls and gates, because in 1 year there's 52 weeks.
所以这些的弟兄姊妹为神摆上了一年的七分之一的时间。
So these brothers and sisters, they gave 1/7 of the year to the Lord.
他们就得到了神永远的纪念。
Because of that, they are able to be remembered forever by the Lord.
我觉得这不是偶然。
I don't believe this is coincidental.
这是讲到这个得胜者他的原则。
I believe this is talking about the principle of the overcomer.
讲到我们都是到这个葡萄园的这个最后一班工人。
I believe it is talking about us who are the last workers in the vineyard.
也是讲到我们的苦处和难处都是自然之轻的。
And that our afflictions are all light.
讲到我们将来得的赏赐都是永远极重无比的荣耀。
And that what we have, or what we're going to get, is far glorious than what we have now.
所以盼望主借着这些他的话，我们读了圣经，很多的圣经，能够对我们有所提醒。
May the Lord truly remind us through His Word.
像我们弟兄所点的诗歌，愿主能够成为我们心目中的万人中的第一人。
Just like our brother in his hymn he selected, how it says, may the Lord be above thousands to us.
求主能开我们的眼，也能够夺我们的心，来努力地追求他。
May the Lord open our eyes and take our hearts to follow Him.
我们一起有祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主我们何等的感谢你给我们机会在你的话语上有交通。
Lord, we truly thank you that you are able to let us fellowship through your word.
主我们也承认我们自己在你面前的心不够完全。
Lord, we have to admit our hearts are not fully towards you.
主我们也承认我们的眼睛也常常盯在这个世界的属世的事情上。
Lord, we have to admit that our eyes often look upon the things of this world.
我们常常用老亚当的观点来行事为人。
We often use the perspective of old Adam to conduct our lives.
主啊，求你赦免我们。
Lord, please forgive us.
求你也把你自己的主生命，重重的在我们的里面，主能够点活。
Lord, please inflame our lives.
主借着你的话，提醒我们的心能够及时的能够归向你。
Use your word to stir up our hearts to truly follow you.
在我们还不有的不多的时间里面。
So that in the limited time that we have.
主我们能够全心的向着你。
So that our hearts may be fully toward you.
主也借着你的恩典，让我们的心意更新而变化。
May your grace truly cause our hearts to be changed, our minds to be renewed.
主让我们对一切的事情有一个从你而来的属天的看见。
So that we can have a heavenly eyesight.
主借着这我们的心和我们的眼转向你，你让我们能够真实的讨你喜悦的活在你的面前。
So that with our heart and eyes turned toward you, we can live in your live under you.
主我们为你向我们讲话献上感谢和赞美。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for speaking to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.